Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, as always joined by my phenomenal and lively Mind Shift crew, Dr. Ayo Kedar, the Natural Zen Diva, and Mr. Billy Miller, the Motivational Minister. It is Monday already. It is Mind Shifting Monday. It is Magnificent Monday. And as always, we are so excited to have all of you joining us online as well as by phone. We encourage you when you come to Mind Shift Talk Radio that you want to come with an open mind and open perspective. We discuss various issues and topics, all real talk for real people, real folk conversation that goes on Mind Shift Talk Radio. And so we encourage you to just have to open mind when you listen to these conversations, because there may be some things to share that you may not necessarily agree with early on in the conversation, but we guarantee that if you just hold on and hang in there with us, by the end of the show, you will have a healthy perspective on whatever the topic is and a more diverse and open perspective to whatever that is. So again, we thank you for being here. We applaud you for taking the time to be here to work on your own personal development and to get your own mind shift on. For those of you joining us in the chat room, we encourage you to take part in the conversation. We love to hear your thoughts, your comments, your questions, your concerns, whatever it may be. Of course, we keep it kosher in the chat room, and we agree to disagree. Again, it's Mind Shift Talk Radio. Also, if you would like to speak to our guest tonight, or if you have any questions for us, you can still give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. So we'll be open to taking phone calls as well. You can join us on the chat room. You can make your phone call. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/Mind Shift Talk Radio. So you have tons of ways to get in touch with us throughout the hour. But again, it is Monday and we are excited to be here. I'm going to open up the mic to my two co-hosts and just hear their thoughts and hear what they're ready to share with us tonight before we introduce tonight's speaker to you. So I'm going to go ahead and open up Dr. Ayo, Mr. Billy Miller. Can you guys hear me?
Woohoo! Hey!
The delay sometimes, I'm like, did I drop them off? Okay, cool. How you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Yes. And I, as always, I missed you guys just from last week. It seems like it's been a very long week. You know, we don't get to talk throughout the week all the time. So I missed you guys. But I'm curious to hear your thoughts. You know, what's been going on? What are your thoughts about tonight's show or anything else that's been going on in the last week since we last spoke?
Man.
Wonderful. Go ahead, Billy. Welcome back, Billy. We ain't heard from Billy in a while.
Yes, we've missed you, Billy. Welcome back.
Well, I'm back.
Did you miss us?
I miss y'all, man. You know, Mind Shift Talk Radio rearranged Mondays. You know, most people don't like Mondays. Mondays is like a grumpy day. It's like, it's Mondays. But Mind Shift done changed that. You know, I'm excited about Mondays. Most people are complaining and griping. I'm excited when I wake up Monday morning because I know it's almost time for Mind Shift. We call it Mind Shift Mondays.
That's it.
Hey.
That's it. Go ahead, Ayo. What's going on?
Nothing. I'm definitely excited about this show. I mean, I'm like, I was reading about our speaker, and I'm like, wow. Okay. I just always love when we have entrepreneurs on here who, you know, can share their journey, share their message, really show us that, you know, anything is possible if you really believe. And I'm just excited to hear this message. You know, it's another wonderful week. So, hey, ready to go in.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited about the speaker as well. And also, you know, this is a whole new month, so let's save that. You know, this is June, guys. We had a phenomenal series and lineup of shows in the month of May. We encourage you to go back and listen to the replays at mindshifttalkradio.com. We spoke a lot about relationships last month, and we had a lot of fun, you know, just talking about different perspectives on relationships, on intimacy, on love, on commitment, and the Proverbs 31 woman, that virtuous woman. I mean, we had tons of great conversation and dialogue going on in our roundtable discussions with some phenomenal guests last month as well. So definitely want to go check out that series if you missed anything last month. But this is a new month. This is the month of June, an exciting month, a great month. I love this month as well. This is my sister's birthday month, so this is a special month to me because I love my sister to death. So this is a great month for me as well, but also this is a month that we get to celebrate the dads and the grads. So this month we are going to spend some time really honoring those men, those important men in our lives, whether they're our fathers or husbands or mates or sons or nephews, uncles, whomever it may be. We really want to take this time just to celebrate and applaud those phenomenal men in our lives. And so this month we encourage you to tune in every week because we're going to have a discussion and a message for the men in our lives. Now, of course, the message is for anyone. You know, anyone can take nuggets from these conversations that we'll be having, but we want to make sure that we're really aligning our messages with the men in our lives. We want to make sure that you guys know this is all about you, that we honor you and we celebrate you. So make sure that you're here every single week this month. But tonight, you know, we have a great speaker, a dynamic speaker, and someone that's new to Mindshift Talk Radio, but of course, I'm sure not new to the world, okay? He's an author, he's a speaker, he's an entrepreneur, and we hear many rags-to-riches stories, and I'm sure for everyone, there's one story that will always stand out to you. There's this one story that always sticks for you, that really encourages you, that gets your spark going again, gets you all fired up, you know. And I know for me personally, you know, I love Oprah Winfrey stories. Anything about Oprah. I don't get to watch the show as often, but I was sitting over the weekend just looking at some replays of her finale show, and I just this is a plug for Oprah. I just love Oprah, but I mean, just her last show was just so genuine. She was so transparent, and you can feel her passion. And I was just so inspired by her, just being her on that stage that day. You know, people get so caught up in all the extra hoopla that goes on. I was just so taken away just by Oprah, the essence of who Oprah was. And, you know, it is my dream and my desire to be able to transform lives the way she has, to be able to impact millions of lives the way that she has. But one thing that was phenomenal in her story, and that's also phenomenal about the speaker that you'll be hearing tonight, is that they have been consistent, they have persevered, they have overcome adversity, they have stayed the course, even when it was very shaky, maybe even when the vision was not there. They continued to operate in excellence, and they were in position. They were in position to receive their blessings. And so I guarantee you that you want to have a notepad, you want to have a pen, because you'll want to take notes for tonight's speaker. As I said, this is a rags-to-riches story. Tonight we're going to be blessed by a message by Mr. Ken Brown of Ken Brown International. As I said, he's a speaker, he's a business coach, he's an author, he's an entrepreneur, comes from very humble beginnings, to say the least, and he'll share more about that story with you shortly. But I really just want you to be able to listen to him tonight and really take the time to just process the information that he's sharing with you. You know, don't think of it as just another rags-to-riches story that you may not necessarily be able to relate to, but look for those pieces in the story that you can connect with, because I guarantee you, as you make those connections and you make those links in this story tonight, it will transform you. It will motivate you. It will empower you. It will encourage you to reach new levels and new heights of success in your own life. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to Mr. Ken Brown. Ken Brown, can you hear us?
Wow. Yes, get ready. Yes, I am. Thank you so very much. That's powerful.
Thank you for being here. We are so honored to have you here tonight. We are excited about the message that you're going to share with our listeners tonight.
Well, you know what? Let me get started, if you don't mind. You know, you said a lot. You know, Oprah Winfrey also. You know, Oprah Winfrey once said, She said this. It's so funny you say that. She said, you cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. I'm going to say that again for you. I repeat myself because faith comes by hearing and hearing. I'm going to say that again for you. You cannot become what you need to be by remaining what you are. You know, you just said something that just set me off. I was already set off because the show is called Mind Shift. You see, I'm a doctor. You got Dr. J. You got Dr. You know, you got Dr. J. You got Dr. Dre. I'm Dr. K. I'm a neurosurgeon. I didn't go to school, but you know what? I've given myself an honorary doctor degree because you know why? I retired from a $5.5 million McDonald's franchise. Yeah, I said it. Scared money can't make money. Write that down. That's good stuff. Scared money can't make money. Yes. On January 1st, 2010, I had the audacity of hope before Obama. Yes, I did. To walk away from my successful, wildly successful McDonald's career to go across the country, across the world, and help 4 million people transform themselves. You know, growing up, my father always said that your life should outlive you. I'm going to say that again for you. Your life should outlive you. And I believe that I'm going to go across the planet and I'm going to help 4 million people transform their lives. I'm going to help 4 million people get free from the life they created. Let me tell you something. I love what Booker T. Washington once said about success. You know, people say, Mr. Brown, you know, you're successful. Let me tell you what success is. Success is not to be measured so much by the position that one has achieved in life, but by the obstacles that one has overcome. Oh, my goodness. I'm about to lose my mind up in here, up in here. You know, and see, you know what? That's powerful because, you see, family, in order to go to the next level, you have to lose your mind. You know what Albert Einstein once said? You can't solve the problems using the same kind of thinking we use when we created them. Oh, my goodness. You see, I want to tell you something. I'm the product of teenage parents. My mother and father were 13 to 14 when they started having babies. The world, the odds, statistics had told me and my five siblings that we would not amount to anything. I don't think y'all got this. 13 to 14, babies having babies. My message is two things. It's life. Life means live in freedom every day. Life is about choices. Write that down. Life is about challenges, and life is about being willing to, committed to, and always able to change. You see, growing up, that was the one thing that helped me escape poverty. But guess what? It wasn't money. It was a mindset. Free your mind and the rest will follow. You see, guess what? Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your character, and your character becomes your destiny. The message is no excuses, only results. If I can do it, anybody can do it. Where do I walk you all through this story? You see, once again, life is about choices, life is about challenges, and life is about being willing to and committed to change. Mother and father, 13 to 14, when they started having babies, by the age of 20, they had five kids under eight. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Yes, I'm international. Yeah, I said it. Now, the world had told us we wouldn't amount to anything. My parents told us that we can be what we want to be, do what we want to do, have what we want to have. Now, see, ladies and gentlemen, freedom has a price. And I want to tell you something. As long as you are willing to pay the price to be free, it is absolutely possible. You see, choices. You see, Dennis Wilder once said, there are two primary choices in life, to accept conditions as they exist or accept the responsibility for changing them. That is absolutely bananas. You see, life had dealt me a hand. But guess what I did? I looked at the hand. I didn't like the hand. I threw the hand in, and I demanded a redeal. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I said it. You see, the best way to predict the future is to create it. Everyone listening to me right now, you are the absolute prophet of your life. The best way to predict the future is to create it. There's no blame. I have every right to make excuses about my life. But I decided that I was the captain of my fate. I was the master. I was the master of my fate, the captain of my soul. I was the author, the director, and the CEO of my life. My mother and father spoke life to us. The Word of God says the power of life and death is in your tongue. That's why it's so important to surround yourself with positive people, because people can either speak life to you or speak death to you. I was really blessed and fortunate to have two parents that were young, but they had wisdom. And as you know, wisdom is the principal thing. They didn't have an education, but they had a wisdom. Guess what they told us? All five children, they told us this. They said, when you become 17 years old, children, you either go into college or you're getting out of my house. Oh, my goodness. You see, that's when the game started to change. You know why? Because my parents then put a demand on our potential. Oh, my goodness. I'm getting excited, you all.
I'm excited, too, brother.
Now, look, listen to this. They put a demand on our potential. You see, most people go through life and they have low expectations. You see, John Maxwell said it's called the law of the lid. Law of the lid. People can only grow to the extent that you put the demand and the expectations on them. I love what Michelangelo said. He said, the problem with most people is not that we aim too high and miss. Don't miss this. He said we aim too low and we hit it. Oh, my goodness. You see, my mother and father told us that when we got 17 years old, that we would either go into college or get out of their house. Guess what happened, family? All five of their students, all five of their children not only went to college but got degrees. Three of the five got master's degrees, not because we were smart, not because we were lucky. It's because of expectations. Write this down. You don't get our life what you want. You get our life what you are. Oh, my goodness. What's in you? That's why it's so important to be committed to education. They always said that education was the way out of poverty. So we went on and we went to Catholic high school. That's very important. We went to Catholic high school, but guess what? We're not Catholic. We only went there because of the environment. You see, we are all a seed. God created us with this wonderful, fearfully, wonderfully made. We all have this awesome potential. But you know what? If you take a seed, you have to plant the seed in fertile ground. You have to give it some sunlight. You have to give it some water. My parents, instead of taking us to a public school, put us in a project. Guess what they did? They put us in a Catholic school. Guess what happened? Most of our friends, most of our family members told my mother and father, you all are crazy. Put those kids in a project. They ain't going to amount to nothing. My mother and father, though, made a sacrifice. They were committed. You see, sometimes you got to make short-term sacrifices for long-term results. Oh, my God. I'm going to say that again for you. You have to make short-term sacrifices for long-term results. You know what commitment means? Commitment is a line that you draw between wishing and doing. My mother and father made some sacrifices, and they were committed and put us in a Catholic school. And guess what happened? Now, we're in a Catholic school, but for 1 year, we didn't have lights. We didn't have gas. We didn't have a phone. But guess what? My mother and father made sure we had some hope. Oh, my goodness. You see, hope is being able to see past today. They put us in a Catholic school so we can have some hope and some opportunity. And that's what success is. Success is simply when preparation meets opportunity. So can you imagine going to a Catholic school every day? If you don't understand that, Catholic school costs money. You have to invest. But we didn't have lights. We didn't have gas. But they had the audacity to send us to a Catholic school. You know why? That speaks to vision. You see, vision is the art of seeing the invisible. And I believe, now I know, that when you can see the invisible, then you can begin to do the impossible. So they put us in the Catholic school. It's very important to understand that even though we didn't have lights, we didn't have gas, we didn't have a phone, we lived in poverty. Very important. But poverty never, ever, ever lived in us. Oh, my goodness. That's mindset. That's mindset. You see, we lived in poverty. My parents made sure that poverty never lived in us. You see, family, I don't care what you hate, what you heard, what you read. Wealth and poverty is never about money. No, it's not. It's all about a mindset. It's all about a mindset. As a man thinketh, so is he. You know what, y'all, guess what? We lived in poverty, didn't have lights and gas, but my mother and father took us to the Millionaire's Club at least twice, once every 2 months. You hear what I said? We lived in poverty, didn't have lights and gas, but my mother and father took us to the Millionaire's Club downtown Chicago. You know why? Write this down. Because you can't be what you can't see. I'll say it again for you. You can't be what you can't see. And guess what? Now I am a multimillionaire. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Woo, that's good stuff. You see, once again, you can't be what you can't see. So mother and father put us in a Catholic school, took us to the Millionaire's Club, and they had a vision. Once again, your dream, your vision could be so big that it scares you. Then their friends and family told them that they were crazy. But you know what? See, you got to have that crazy, radical, unbelievable banana faith. So all with the story. So we in Catholic school, mother and father wound up getting separated and subsequently getting divorced. Very important to say this. My father divorced my mother, but he never divorced his children. It's very important. My father divorced my mother, but he never divorced his children. My father was out of my house, but he was never, ever, 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 ever out of my life. So I never forget, my father left the house, the income went down in the household because my mom couldn't work. She was an stay-at-home mom. She had no marketable skills besides being a mother, which was, to me, the one most wonderful skill you could have. But so we were in a quandary. But guess what? They were committed. They didn't take us out of the Catholic school. So we couldn't afford to pay lights, gas, phone, and then the rent. I'll never forget one day, came home and saw a notice on the refrigerator said, you have to come to court. And I said, Madea. My mother's name is Regina, but we call her Madea. And Madea, can I go to court with you? I was always inquisitive growing up. Some people call it nosy, but I call it inquisitive. And all you're getting gives them understanding. I just wanted to know what was going on in my house. So I went to court with my mom. I'll never forget this. I got in the court with my mom, and we're sitting there, and all these folks are around, and they're telling their stories to the judge. And my mom, who's a 4'9" giant, and she went up to the judge, and the judge said, my mom said, you know, Your Honor, I'm doing the best I can do. I have my kids in a Catholic school. And my mom, instead of placing a project, she would always go in and get these houses. And these houses had 4 bedrooms. 5 bedrooms. You see, most of her friends who had the stinking thinking, they didn't have a vision, they said, girl, what are you doing? You can't afford the place. Well, what my mother was doing was she was planting a seed in our mind. She was telling us that, remember, we live in poverty, but poverty don't have to live in you. Wealth and poverty is a mindset. She was also exposing us to something different. And she making sacrifices. So instead of going to the project, she took us to these big houses. But guess what? We couldn't stay there long because she didn't have the money, but we got exposure. So we couldn't pay the rent. So the guy said, you got to vacate the premises. You got 5 days. I'll never forget leaving out of that courtroom. I said, but then what are we going to do? I said, should we get some boxes so we can move? She said, no, we're not going to move until God say move. I said, but then I didn't see God in that courtroom. Look at some boxes. So that's the first phase. That's the first principle, family. You have to have faith. In order to be successful, you have to have faith. My mother was teaching us that faith is, see, if you can see it, it's not faith. She said, you got to have faith. You got to believe that if you do the right thing, that, you know, you're gonna good things are going to happen to you. So we didn't move. One day I'm at school, and a guy named Jerome Falk, my next door neighbor, came busting through the door of the school and said, Ken, you got to come home. Now, I knew something was wrong because I knew we didn't pack. So let me digress. before we went to school in the morning, we would go to Jerome Faulkner's house and ask his mom if we could use her telephone so we could call the sheriff's department to find out, hey, this is Brown, 12243 South Bishop. Are we on the list? They would say no. We would get dressed and go to school. But the one day that we didn't call, guess what happened? Jerome came in there. Now, I'm in the cafeteria at 14 years old, family, and guess what Jerome said? Kids, you got to come home because you're being evicted. You see, I told you all earlier, life is about choices. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. At 14 years old, I was faced with a choice. Life had dealt me a hand. I was 14 years old in a Catholic school. My next-door neighbor came to me and told me that you are being evicted. When I went home, everything that I owned was on the street. Once again, let me read this to you. Bob Bennett once said, your life is the sum result of all the choices you make, both consciously and unconsciously. If you control the process of choosing, you can take control of all aspects of your life. Life means live in freedom every day. You can find the freedom that comes from being in charge of yourself. You see, right then at 14 years old, I had to make a decision. Remember, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. Remember, this is mindset. A mother told us God has something bigger and better in store for us. She told us that as we watch the sheriff bring our stuff out and put it on the ground. Then she told us, just you wait and see. At that point in time, family, she gave us two gifts. She gave us the gift of hope. Remember, hope is being able to see past the day. And the second thing she gave us was the gift of faith. If you can see it, it's not faith. I took those two gifts, the gift of hope, the gift of faith, the gift of excellence, the gift of persistence, and guess what? And most importantly, I changed the way I looked at my life, and the things I looked at began to change. Went on to college. Mother, father told us to go to college. I went to college, didn't have any money, but I went to college. Wasn't that smart? I took the ACT test three times, got a 17 all three times, but I didn't quit. My mother took us to the welfare department, and they had resources. A guy sat across from me and told me, according to my grades, according to my transcripts, according to my past, he told me that I should not go to college. Did you hear what I said?
Ken,
now that was
Ken, I'm sorry to break in your story. I need to break in for 1 second just to do a station ID. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery, Billy Miller, and Dr. Ayel Kedar. We are joined tonight by our special and phenomenal guest, Mr. Ken Brown, sharing his story about overcoming adversity, his own rags-to-riches story. So, Ken, I'll let you go ahead. I just have to break in. I apologize.
No problem. So my mother took us to this welfare department, and it was a gentleman that called for me, and he said, according to my transcripts, according to my past, according to my grades, maybe I should reconsider this thing called higher education. Now, once again, that was diabolically opposed to what my parents told me. So once again, I went home. I didn't quit. I wrote a handwritten letter to Southern Illinois University Carbondale. Guess what it said? I didn't have a text. We didn't have a two-way. We didn't have computers. I sat down and wrote a letter to Southern Illinois University and said, to whom it may concern, true story, my name is Ken Brown. I want to go to this university. Here's my transcript. Here's my grade. All I need is an opportunity. This is not a true indication of my potential. Very important. Guess what happened? I put a stamp on a letter and sent the letter in. In 3 weeks, I got a letter back saying, Mr. Brown, you've been admitted into Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Listen to this. It's not your IQ, family. It's your I will. I'm going to say that again for you. It's not your IQ. It's your I will. How bad do you want to be successful? How bad do you want to overcome the obstacles? You see, it's about desire, decision, and discipline. Oh, my goodness, I'm saying it again for you. It's about desire. How bad do you want it? You see, your desire has to outweigh your despair. Oh, my goodness. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on what you're going to.
Oh my, see, most people get blinded by those obstacles. What I found out and figured out is that on your journey to success, you're going to have obstacles. You're going to have roadblocks. But guess what? They're very important. They're not there to stop you. They're there to see how bad you want it. The only difference between people who are successful and people who are not is not luck, happenstance, chance, color, age, creed, or race. Guess what? It's simply the people who make it want it more. They're willing to, in order to have things you never had before, you got to be willing to do some things you never done before. The next thing is decision. I had to make a decision. I was going to college. I was getting out of the concrete jungle. You know what? When I went to college, I took a wicker chair. Don't ask me why. I had a wicker chair brand new from Pier 1 Airports. It was pretty cool. I had an orange suitcase. I had a 13-inch color television with a hanger in it, and my grandmother reached in her bosom and gave me $25. I went 355 miles away from my home to get out of the concrete jungle so I can go and create my future. Lastly, and most importantly, it's about self-discipline. Discipline. Once again, in order to have things you haven't done before, you got to be willing to do something you've never done before. So I went to college. And I majored in food and nutrition because I wanted to own my own business. See, most of my friends want to be doctors and lawyers, but you know what? I had a vision. I said, how can I recession-proof my life? You know what? You need three things to live in the world. You need food, you need water, you need shelter. I said, I'm going to go into the restaurant business. So I majored in, not in business, I majored in hotel restaurant management. I want you to remember that I said that. I majored in hotel restaurant management. Went to college, did good in college. I'm a senior year. I got recruited by a company called ARA Services. I'll never forget it. The guy named Rick Weber said, kid, when you matriculate, you got a job. But guess what, you all? I wasn't that smart. I didn't know what matriculate meant. When he left, I looked in the dictionary. Matriculate meant graduate. I went home. I had a job making $18,500 a year. I'll never forget that. I worked that job for 6 months. Walked in one day, a lady named Mary told me, Ken, I want to meet with you. I was assistant director. She was director. Family, you know what she told me? She said, Ken, you're fired. I said, fired? For what? She said, our style are just different. See, that was a date with destiny. And once again, mother father told me to go to college, get a degree, and get a job. Guess what? I did it. I did it, and I wound up getting fired. But you know what? That was the best thing that ever happened to me. Mary thought she fired me, but guess what, family? Mary freed me. Oh, my goodness, I'm here again for you. She didn't fire me. She freed me. She freed me so I could walk into my greatness. It's all about a mindset. Free your mind, and the rest will follow. So I made a commitment that time. I said, you know what? I'll never let a person, place, or thing determine my destiny. That's when I became an entrepreneur. Do you know that I never worked another job in a day in my life after that? See, a job, you work 40 hours, 40 years for a 401k. But guess what I started to do? I started doing paid internships. I would go to a place, I would learn, I would earn, and I would move on. I started to do that. Every 6 months, I would leave a new opportunity. But everything I did, Stephen Covey said, begin with the end in mind. I knew I wanted to own my own restaurant, so I started working in restaurants, hotels, so I can learn the business to position myself. You said something earlier, Stacey. You said about positioning. Position is so important. I want to position myself as a subject matter expert in the restaurant industry. I'm going through, and listen to this. I'm almost ending up the story. Guess what happened? In 2001, I'm working in the restaurant. I'm working in the restaurant serving tables. I wasn't there to make money. I was there because I wanted to learn how a restaurant operated. So the gentleman owned a white tablecloth restaurant. His name was Ted. So he hired me, and I was a server in a restaurant in 2000. I was serving tables, but I was more importantly working on my dream. I was asking Ted questions about, Ted, what books should I read? Ted, why did you pick these floors? Ted, where did you get the food from? I was taking notes. I was casing out the joint. Write that down. You know what case means? Copy and steal everything. Oh, my goodness. You see,
success leaves clues. All you have to do is simply do what successful people do. So I'm there serving tables in a restaurant, and a lady and a man saw me. Now, I didn't know who they were, but the man said, there's something different about you. And the lady was just watching me. You see, that's very important. You see, my mother used to always say that, be careful what you say, think, and do, because somebody's watching you, and you never know. That's why it's very important to operate in excellence. And also, how you dress is how you will be addressed. How you dress is how people will address you. And when I talk about dressing, I'm talking about dressing mentally. The man said something different about you. You know what I said? I had a 30-second elevator pitch. If you don't have one, I recommend you get one. A 30-second elevator pitch. If you were on the elevator right now and the door is closed and someone was on that elevator that can change your life, what would you say? Hubba-da, hubba-da, hubba-da? No, you have to have a 30-second elevator pitch. I had mine. I said, my name is Ken Brown, you know, and I don't do this for a living. I'm going to open my own restaurant one day. It's called Ken's Hot Dog Stands, and I'm only here so I can learn, earn, and move on. He says, you know what, sir? I believe that. He used to come to the restaurant every 2 weeks, and he would watch me. He would follow up with me. Now, his wife never said anything. Guess what happened? Me and a friend of mine named Archie Tolar was looking through the paper, and we would always look for restaurants that were hiring. And so I saw an article saying, come meet McDonald's upper management. I threw the article out of the paper. Guess what I did? I got suited up. I got my briefcase. The only thing I put in the briefcase was the article. You see, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. Woo, that's good stuff. I went to McDonald's corporate headquarters. You got to understand me, family. I didn't go to a drive-thru restaurant. I went to Oak Brook, Illinois, their corporate headquarters. I went there with some faith. I went there with a vision. I went there with some crazy passion. I went there with a purpose. And I wanted to surround myself and be associated with somebody who could help my dream come true. I got to the place. I got off on the escalator, and guess what? I saw freaking balloons. I said, wait a minute, what's the balloon for? I didn't come for a party. I opened my briefcase up. I read it. Guess what it said? It said, come meet McDonald's upper management at a job fair. You see, that's very important. Ego, write down ego. Ego means when you edge God out. See, my mother and father told me growing up that God has something bigger and better in store for me. Now, guess what? I know myself. If I would have saw that bottom line and it said, come meet McDonald's at a job fair, I went and went. But God has something bigger and better in store for me. And guess what? I say, well, I'm not going to stay here and figure out what's going on with this whole job fair. I started to go to the job fair, pick up information, and then my briefcase was full. I was ready to go. But they locked the doors. And I sit there. They were doing a presentation. And I'm sitting there listening to the presentation. Now, can I rewind for you? Remember, I was in a restaurant serving tables, minding my business? Yeah, I said it. I was minding my business. I had my mind on my money and my money on my mind. Oh, my goodness. Guess what? Remember the lady who never said anything? Remember the husband that was talking to me? The lady was there. Family, It's 3.6 billion people on the planet. Why would she follow me around? I tell you a secret, you all, guess what? She wasn't following me. My destiny was chasing me. Oh, my goodness, you all get excited. See, once again, there's a quote that says this. Write this down. The world makes way for the man who knows where he's going. Woo, that's good stuff. The world makes way for the man who knows where he's going. You see, we have an internal GPS in us. We're wired. God placed it in us. It's your destiny. It's your desire. It's in you. But guess what? All you have to do, like a GPS, you program your destination in your GPS. Now, guess what? You don't know how to get there, but you know where you're going. And once you program success in your GPS, it says turn left, turn right, turn left. And that's all you have to do is program your destination in there and be committed and follow instructions. And I'm telling you, my destiny was chasing me. So back to the story. So I'm sitting there, and I saw her, and she beckons for me. Remember in the Bible when
and Ruth was gleaning, and Boaz saw her. Boaz said, who is that? What did he do? He beckoned for her. When I was in that job fair, the lady saw me. Guess what she did? She beckoned for the CEO of McDonald's. That's very important. Now, look, I'm the product of teenage parents. We were evicted 10 times growing up. Yeah, I said it. After the first time we got evicted 9 more times. But I told you all, I lived in poverty, but I never, ever, ever let poverty live in me. So nobody in that McDonald's corporation knew I lived in poverty. You know why? Because I told you, how you dress is how you are addressed. Oh, my goodness. So she beckoned for the CEO of McDonald's. He came over, and she said, she did a commercial for me. Here's what she said. She said, this guy, he know what he wants to do. She said, his passion is unbelievable. She said, the way that he made me and my husband feel every time is the way that we want every customer at McDonald's to feel. Here's what she did. She said, sir, I see something in you. She told me this. She didn't know me. I see something in you. She said, if you trust me, you could be where I'm at in 5 years. She's the vice president of McDonald's. I said, ma'am, I don't want to do what you do. I said, my name is Ken Brown, and I'm going to own my own restaurant one day. It's called Ken's Hot Dog Stand. She laughed at me, but guess what she did? She gave me an opportunity, paid me $80,000 a year, gave me 4 restaurants to supervise, a company car expense account. I had a plan. I told you I didn't do jobs, but I took advantage of every opportunity. I went in there. I took those 4 restaurants. I learned the system. Write this down. System means save yourself time, energy, and money. I committed to excellence. I was humble. I was hungry, and I became a master at that system. She got promoted to Michigan. Guess what she did? She called me up. She said, Ken Brown, I've been watching you. She said, the way that you took care of those restaurants, she said, you told me that you wanted to own your own business, and now I'm in a position that I can make your dream come true. I said, what do you mean? She said, I'm Vice President of McDonald's, and I want you to come to Michigan so you can buy your own stores. You all, I didn't have any money, but you know what? I was committed to excellence. I didn't have any money, but I had some faith. I didn't have any money, but you know what? I took ownership. Ownership is not about money. Ownership is not about a building. Ownership is about taking 100% responsibility of your thoughts, your words, your actions, and your destiny. You all, I came to Michigan, picked out 4 stores. I said, you know what? I don't want 4. I want 2. I'm not going to move here to be big. I'm going to move here to be the best. Next thing you know, I got a call from a bank that said, Ken Brown, we heard about you. How did you hear about me? They said, we want to invest in you. We want to invest $3 million in you so you could buy those 2 McDonald's restaurants. Guess what I had to do? I had to take a pen, sign my name, fax it back over. The next day, they wire transferred $3 million to my bank account so I can open up those 2 McDonald's restaurants. Very, very important. I didn't have money. I had to call my sister in Chicago, have her Western Union me $200 so I can open up a commercial account so they could put $3 million in it. Oh, my goodness.
Ken, this is a phenomenal story. Talk about being in position. I just want to make sure I let our listeners know you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with our special guest, Ken Brown. Make sure that you're sharing your comments, questions, concerns, anything in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. Ken, I'll go ahead and pass it back over to you so you can give us our closing part of your message.
Closing message is, once again, life is about choices. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you choose to respond to it. I told that story because on your journey to success in life, you're going to have some challenges. You're going to have some roadblocks. You're going to have some obstacles, but they are not there to stop you. They're there to see how bad you want it. And most importantly, I want you to change your mindset. After you heard this story, Mind shift. Shift the way you think. You're never, ever, 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 after the day, going to have an excuse. You're never, ever, ever, ever going to have a problem. You only have projects. Woo, that's good stuff. You see, problems are insurmountable, but projects, you can work on them and you can overcome them. And lastly, most importantly, is change. You see, I love what Maria Robinson said. She said, nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but everyone can start today and make a new ending. Oh, my goodness. You see, life can either be accepted, family, or changed. If it is to be accepted, it must be changed. If it cannot be changed, then it must be accepted. You know what? Once again, if you keep the faith, if you believe that all things are possible, if you take ownership, if you take 100% responsibility, if you are absolutely passionate, you know what passion is? If you set yourself on fire, then people will pay to watch you burn. Burn, baby, burn. Oh, my goodness. And if you know your purpose, your why, Nietzsche once said, when you know the why, you can endure anyhow. You see, I knew why I went to college. I knew why I started internships, because I wanted to own my own business, and that helped me overcome those obstacles. Most people don't know the why, but when you know the why, you can endure anyhow. And most importantly, the law of association says you become the top five people you surround yourself with. Surround yourself with people who are smarter than you, people who are going to hold you accountable, people who are going to set you on fire. People do four things in your life. They add, they multiply, they divide, or they subtract. I'm going to say that again for you. They add to your dream, they multiply your dream. Anyone who's dividing your time or your mind, yeah, I said it, anybody who's dividing your time or your mind or taken away, you must get them out of your life, because the Word of God says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I want you to mind your business. Mind your business. My name is Ken Brown. That's my story, and I'm absolutely sticking to it.
Can, brother, can. Oh, you put that down, brother. You put that down. Oh, my God, I'm excited. I am so excited. I just want to tell you something that you said and that you mentioned throughout the show that has ministered to me. A guy at work, one of my friends named Alan, was asking me today about some projects that I'm working on that I got to fulfill. And I told him, my response was, well, you know, keep me in prayer, you know, because it depends on the provision, you know, how it's going to come through. And you've been saying, you said, you know, money didn't free you from poverty, it was your mind. And, you know, you said, like, you know, y'all didn't have food, y'all didn't have lights, you know, y'all didn't have gas, but you had hope, you know, you had vision.
Wow.
And you just, and just like when you were saying when you was going with the McDonald's thing, you know, you said you didn't have any money, but you had faith. And so, what you're illustrating is that it wasn't the tangible things that caused it to happen. It was the invisible things that caused the things to become visible. And that's
come on,
just,
baby. You got it. You got
that
it.
Just ministered to me, brother.
You got it. That's it, baby. It's game over. It's a wrap, sir. You got it. See, look. Life is an inside job. You see, what happens is, you know, money is a fruit of a root of what's in you. That's it. It's in you already. We're wired that way. When you squeeze a ketchup bottle, what comes out? Ketchup. So it's important to understand that we create money by our thoughts, our words, our actions, our habits. Scared money can't make money. The law of matter says two objects cannot occupy the same space. You cannot have faith and fear. That you can't do that. We got to operate from a standpoint of God gave us everything we need. You know what the Bible says in Peter? It's, listen, this changed my life. You know what it says? It says, listen to this. And you can, and you, I'm a Bible scholar. Listen to this. It says, you are given all things. Say all things, family, please.
All things.
Life and godliness. It says that. It says, you are given all things pertaining to life and godliness. Guess what, family? We ain't getting nothing else. God already gave us everything we need. And so we have to understand that and go through life with that. Our job is just to make sure we take this seed called life, plant it in fertile ground. What happens? You put it in fertile ground, then you water it with the word, then water, you water it in a nice, healthy environment. Guess what happens?
It says, the law of Genesis says, very, very powerful. The law of Genesis says, every fruit, every seed bears a fruit of its own kind. So it's in there like Prego. Oh, sir, you got it. I love it. I'm loving you, sir.
I'm loving you, man. You got me fired up over here, brother.
I know Io is over there fired up as well. Io, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I got my notes going. I knew it was going to be a hot one because, like I said, first and foremost, I don't know anybody who owns any franchises, so that was the first thing, okay? That was the first thing because everybody I come in contact with, they're like, you need $1 million to do, you know, it just seems so impossible, you know? It just it's so... And you guys know, you know, I definitely, you know, can run a circle of people that you know, consider themselves very, that they have a lot, that they're doing pretty good. And I always set my expectations higher. So, Ken, I mean, you hit so many nuggets tonight, but the thing that really stood out for me is your passion and the decision. Once you made the decision, and nobody was going to turn you away from that decision. And that is just...
You know what? That was my money. That, you know what? Dr. Dennis Kimbrough is a good friend of mine. And he taught me something, that there's 10 forms of wealth. Guess what money is? Money's number 4. The first form of wealth is relationships. The second one is passion. The third one is knowledge. You see, relationships, go back to the story. A relationship created the money. My passion, my energy, that was, well, I didn't have to have cash. She saw my passion. And I tell you, passion is when you set yourself on fire and people pay to watch you burn. Let me give you an example. Right now, we are in the middle of the NBA Finals. These 10 athletes get on the basketball court. They condition themselves over the years. They were passing my basketball. And why is it that they get on the court and they set themselves on fire and 18,000 people pay to watch them burn? So that was an asset to me. People focus on money so much, but you know what? Don't focus on what you don't have. Work what your mama gave you. And I'm passionate about life. I'm so passionate about life. And so that became a form of wealth for me. And guess what, you all? And guess what? I told you all at the beginning, I actually ran those restaurants at a high level. The best restaurants, I believe, in the McDonald's system. They clean, friendly, just ran by biblical Christian principles. I mean, I never put profit before people. I mean, just ran it with integrity. And guess what I did? I positioned myself because God has showed me already, you like Joseph, Ken, you ain't coming in here to become wealthy. You're coming in here to learn from the largest global brand so you can go across the planet and show my people how to live in freedom every day. And guess what? In 2007, I sold one of those stores for $2.6 million. God get the glory. Guess what happened? I went to my exit strategy. On January 1st of 2010, I sold my last store for $1.85 million. You all, if I can do it, anybody can do it. But you got to have faith. You got to believe. You got to be responsible. I mean, the principles, they work. And in my book, if you go to www.kenbrowninternational.com, I have a book called A Leap of Faith, which kind of chronicles that story. But then the second book is called Life, Living in Freedom Every Day, 6 Principles for Successful Living. And I make a guarantee. If you go get those books, I'll guarantee that it won't change your life because you the only person to change your life is you. You see, information is not powerful. Applied information is powerful. If you take those 2 books and you use my life as an example and you take the second book and you apply those principles to your faith, your family, your finances, you will not be in bondage to anything else. All your dreams will come true because it is the key. You know what? You can't take coaching from a coach who never played the game. I played the game of life, played the game of success, and guess what? I won, and I want to show people how to do it. I want people to get their mind free. I was so excited to do this show because it's mind shift. You see, when I shift my mindset, when I shift my thinking, the world became wide open. That makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I have to call you. I was saying, you know, we are joined by Mr. Ken Brown, but I'm just calling you Mr. Ken. I'm loving it, Brown. You know, I just have to tie that back to that song. That was so cute to me. But, you know, again, Ken, I just have to say, you know, on behalf of my co-host as well and all of our listeners, we thank you so much for joining us tonight for Mindshift Talk Radio. As I said before, truly an honor to have you here tonight. You have shared so much information, as Dr. Io and Billy just said. I mean, you hit so many key points in your message tonight, and I'm sure that our listeners are going to want to get more information from you. So I'm glad that you shared your website. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure that you get more information at KenBrownInternational.com. Again, phenomenal author, speaker, coach, entrepreneur, just holding it down and definitely promoting the message about how important it is for us to have that mind shift. So, again, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you, and God bless, and I'll see you on the other side of success.
Awesome. See you there. So, again, ladies, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in tonight. Now, I have to say this, make sure that you join us again next week, same time, same place. As I said, this month we have some new speakers and some new guests that will be joining us for more powerful messages. This was only the first week of this series going on. If you liked anything that you heard tonight, and I'm sure you did because the chat room, I know they're just like, oh, my gosh, she's on fire. So definitely I encourage you to be here next week. Again, we have another powerhouse. I'm not even going to tell you who it is. It's a surprise, okay? But let me just tell you this. You do not want to miss the show next week. So you make sure you set your phones, you set your calendars at home, you set your computer, whatever it is that you need. If you have to write it on paper and stick it on the refrigerator, make sure that you're here next Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Mindshift Talk Radio. Again, you just listened to Mr. Ken Brown. And with all that was said tonight, I just have to sum it up this way. At the end of the day, it's about making the choice. It's about making the commitment to have that mind shift. Many of us have gone through experiences that were not enjoyable experiences. Many of us may be in a place right now in a position that we're not very happy and comfortable with. But as you just heard from this story, and as you've heard from several other success stories, quote-unquote success stories, it starts with a commitment. It starts with a desire. We have to make the commitment to change, and we heard that message tonight as well. There was one point that Ken Brown shared, and he said, you know, there's three C's. There's choices, there's challenges, and then it goes back to change. And as always, our purpose in this show is to help you see how important it is. It is detrimental that you understand that a mind shift has to take place, and it is our hope, it is our prayer that by the end of this show, every single week, you are looking at things from a different perspective, and you are moving that much closer to attaining your goals, your dreams, and the desires of your heart. So that is it for tonight. As always, we wish you guys a blessed, phenomenal, productive, and successful week. Make sure that you're here next week at the same time, same place. Share the replay information with your friends and family members. Make sure that they're going to mindshifttalkradio.com. If you are not following this show yet, I definitely encourage you to go online right now and click the follow link so that you can get information about upcoming shows. Also, become a friend on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And also feel free to send us an email at mindshifttalkradio@gmail.com. You can reach all of us on Facebook, Stacey Emery, Billy Miller, and Dr. Io Kedar. And remember to go and take advantage of that offer that Ken Brown is offering at his website, KenBrownInternational.com. So we will speak to you guys next week, same time, same place. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.